This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than 1.4 million Americans identify as transgender. That's according to a recent study. And some are children who need health care. And kids need health care. A new clinic opens today in St. Louis to serve transgender youth. The Washington University and St. Louis Children's Hospital Transgender Center of Excellence aims to provide comprehensive medical care to kids who need it. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Reiner Arnold reports on the important role that the clinic will play in young people's lives.
Peter Say is incredibly proud of his kid. You can practically hear the smile in his voice when he talks about his child.
It was really cool experience. And then we kind of got to see who our kid was, too, in that same space.
His kid was long considered a girl, and in middle school began to identify as a boy. The parents wanted to be supportive, so they called around looking for a doctor to provide appropriate care. Turns out that finding one isn't super easy. Some doctors still don't understand what it means to be transgender and think it's something to be fixed.
We found a lot of people who said they were wanting to help fix our kid. Yeah, and so it was like, all right, well, I'm going to hang up the phone.
As a father, Say says that's a pretty terrible thing to hear. The new Washington University and St. Louis Children's Hospital Transgender Center of Excellence aims to provide comprehensive care to transgender kids, not alienate them or their families. It's the first clinic of its kind in a 250-mile radius. The team will be made up of adolescent medicine specialists, endocrinologists, and social workers, people equipped to navigate hormone therapy and help transgender kids understand their identities. Dr. Sarah Garwood co-founded the clinic. She said families with transgender children face a number of hurdles when seeking care. There can be insurance obstacles to overcome. Many doctors even remain ignorant of proper care for transgender individuals, and some people seeking care face outright discrimination.
This is really a vulnerable group of kids that need specialty expertise and people who've really spent the time to learn more about these issues and concerns. There's a problem with access to healthcare for transgender kids and adults, and clinics like this can help mitigate that.
Garwood helped set up the clinic, motivated by an exponential increase of referrals over recent years. She says early intervention is necessary to ensure transgender kids lead the healthiest, happiest lives possible.
It's really not a benign decision to do nothing for these kids, because doing nothing for them can lead to really dire consequences. It's really a decision between doing something that can help them and may have some risks like any medical treatment, but doing nothing we know is very harmful.
The clinic's co-founder, Dr. Chris Lewis, says its multidisciplinary approach provides a range of treatment, from regular pediatric care to mental health services. He says the comprehensive approach has been shown to improve care for a range of medical concerns, from cystic fibrosis to diabetes.
There's less likelihood that certain aspects of care will be missed. The providers in that clinic and the ancestral support staff know more so what it is that each individual patient needs. We know the patients better in a multidisciplinary care setting and provide them with individualized care that may not be as individualized if you're incorporating them into a general clinic.
But they still have to get out the word.
Again, that's one of the goals of our clinic, is to reach our arms out and throw as wide of a net so that schools in rural areas or urban areas that may not have the best support for these patients and this patient population are aware of it and can refer people to us and let them know that something like this exists.
It looks like some folks are still getting that word. Even though the clinic opens today, the clinic's already booked a number of patients throughout the coming weeks. They're also looking to partner with an adult-focused clinic to ensure that when teens leave their care, they'll have appropriate care the rest of their life. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.